Product management sits at the heart of business success, connecting all company departments with customers, press, analysts, and partners. Unlike specialized teams, product managers maintain a comprehensive view of how organizational pieces fit together. They're responsible for both tactical execution and strategic direction, considering the entire customer experience beyond mere features. This includes what's called the augmented product, industry standards, installation, trust, support, purchasing convenience, and maintenance. When any aspect fails, customers experience a broken product promise, potentially undermining even the most feature-rich products. This explains why product management serves as excellent preparation for top leadership roles. The last 7 CEOs of Procter & Gamble started as product managers, as did tech leaders like Marissa Mayer and Steve Ballmer. Every product journeys through 7 distinct phases. During conceive, ideas are generated and prioritized, with the best companies intentionally researching customer needs rather than relying on accidental discoveries. The plan phase involves market research and competitive analysis to determine viability. In development, the team creates a solution to identified problems, making necessary feature and schedule trade-offs. The qualify phase involves field testing with select customers, a step many companies rush through, risking product failure. Launch makes your product visible in the marketplace, requiring careful preparation of sales channels and partners. The maximize phase focuses on sustained success through demand generation and gathering feedback for improvements. Finally, retire occurs when exiting a market, a delicate process requiring specific steps to protect brand value, especially for enterprise software or regulated industries. While many aspire to be the next Steve Jobs with brilliant solo insights, team ideation is far more effective. Team members bring unique perspectives that generate ideas you'd never conceive alone. Structured brainstorming sessions help quickly generate ideas with one cardinal rule: no idea is a bad idea. Capture everything without elimination, as even outlandish concepts can spark innovation. Mind mapping provides a visual framework for related ideas, while the 4 actions framework examines existing products through removing, reducing, improving, or creating features. This approach led to the Flip Camcorder's success by eliminating complex features, simplifying the user experience, and achieving a lower price point, proving sometimes less is more for meeting customer needs. Personas add depth to customer segments by creating named archetypes that help product teams develop genuine empathy. Effective personas include goals, roles, relevant background, attitudes, behaviors, and insights, focusing only on aspects that matter for your specific product. Rather than focusing solely on users, develop personas for different decision-making roles: users, potentially multiple types; buyers, decision makers; purchasers, who may prioritize payment terms; and influencers, who provide second opinions. Market research combines qualitative data, customer conversations, and quantitative data, surveys, to avoid the four walls problem of relying solely on internal opinions. Validate concepts directly with potential customers before investing significant development resources. Zappos exemplifies brilliant validation. Rather than building expensive infrastructure up front, they tested their online shoe concept by posting pictures online and fulfilling orders from existing physical stores, minimizing risk while maximizing learning. When facing multiple opportunities with limited resources, systematic prioritization becomes essential. The Kanno model categorizes features into must-haves, performance features, and delighters, differentiators. Importantly, today's delighters eventually become tomorrow's must-haves, driving continuous innovation. Value versus effort analysis identifies high-value, low-effort opportunities, while the buying features approach gives customers play money to allocate among potential features, forcing meaningful trade-offs. A compelling business case for executive buy-in presents 3 components: the story, why the problem matters; the numbers, market potential evidence, and the downside, risks and trade-offs, with honesty about weaknesses building credibility. Keep documents concise. After drafting, cut 30% to focus on critical information. The executive summary must be brief, one page, two maximum, as executives rarely read lengthy documents. Transforming customer needs into successful products requires precise terminology. A market need is a customer-oriented understanding of the problem, while a product feature describes functionality addressing one or more needs. By articulating market needs rather than dictating features, you harness engineers' creativity and position yourself as an influential leader rather than a dictator. Simon Sinek's concept of starting with why is powerful here. Begin with the compelling vision that will attract customers. Two primary development methodologies exist: waterfall, comprehensive upfront planning, and agile, iterative development in short sprints. Waterfall works best for physical products, large-scale software, and products with regulatory requirements. Agile is effective for software products, especially smaller applications and web-based services. Regardless of methodology, the development trade-off triangle represents fundamental constraints: features, quality, and schedule. You can optimize for two vertices, but rarely all three. If you want more features while keeping the schedule fixed, quality suffers. A good first impression is crucial. It sets the competitive stage, generates positive online presence, and creates favorable word of mouth. Conversely, a bad impression can permanently damage perception and stall sales. Product launches range from soft launches, minimal promotion, to full-scale events that maximize awareness. Though more expensive, full launches make each marketing dollar more effective as programs build synergistically. Announcements, advertising, reviews, and direct mail create multiple touchpoints driving purchasing decisions. The maximize phase is typically the longest in a product's lifecycle, requiring optimization of all marketing aspects. The marketing mix, traditionally the 4 P's, product, price, place, promotion, has expanded to 7 P's, including people, process, and physical evidence. These elements work together to tell your story and ensure post-purchase satisfaction. Tracking each stage of the sales funnel is essential for monitoring performance and adjusting revenue expectations. Eventually, all products reach retirement, whether due to technological obsolescence, competitive pressure, or failure to meet revenue thresholds. Though often overlooked, retirement planning is crucial to maintain customer relationships and manage costs effectively. Great product management leaders possess several key traits: vision to see where markets are heading, boldness to stand up for beliefs, ability to influence through logic and emotion, expertise in product management, contagious enthusiasm, tenacity to overcome obstacles, and commitment to excellence. Your effectiveness depends on balancing concern for results with concern for people. Focusing solely on either creates problems. To counteract the inherent stress of product management, employ the 5-1 ratio rule. 5 positive interactions can offset 1 negative one. The journey from product manager to product leader isn't easy, but it's immensely rewarding as you shape products that make meaningful differences in people's lives. Remember that leadership comes with humility rather than heroism. Give credit to others for successes, take responsibility for failures, and don't hesitate to ask for help when needed. By mastering these principles and continuously developing your skills, you'll transform from someone who merely shepherds features to a visionary who drives innovation, inspires teams, and creates products that truly delight customers while achieving business objectives.